The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesher Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.ketzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Beis of the Kesher Shulchan Aruch, the laws of the 3 weeks of mourning. There are a number of halachas and minhagim that apply to the days that precede Tisha B'Av that demonstrate our sorrow over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and of Yerushalayim. In general, the system is that as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, the signs of mourning become more intense. But some elements of that mourning begin already from the 17th of Tammuz. This is often known as the period of the 3 weeks. So let's see Halacha Aleph. Kevan shebet shiva osu betammuz hischilu tzoros hachorban, since on the 17th of the month of Tammuz, the tragedies that relate to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash began, Lochein nogin ksas avelos miyom zeh ad achar Tisha B'Av. Therefore, the custom is that we practice certain elements of mourning from this day until after Tisha B'Av, until the 9th of Av. V'roi l'cho yorei shemayim lasos tikin chatzos, b'chol yom la'acha chatzos hayom. And it is proper for anyone who fears heaven to say tikkun chatzos every day after midday. Now in the Mishnah Berurah he points out that we may not say tikkun chatzos on Friday, nor on Erev Tisha B'Av, as well as not on Rosh Chodesh. Ein nosin noshim afilu mi shadayin lo kiyem mitzvas peru avo. It is forbidden to get married, even for someone who has not yet performed the mitzvah of having children. Despite the fact that we view marriage and having children as being so central in Jewish life, nevertheless, our sense of mourning over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash is so intense that for these 3 weeks we abstain from getting married. Now this is the practice of Ashkenazim. Among Svardim, the minhag is not to get married only from Rosh Chodesh Av. Now there is a Machlokis Rishonim for Ashkenazim who do have the minhag of not getting married during the 3 weeks. When exactly does the period of the 3 weeks begin? In other words, do we say that the 17th of Tammuz is the first day, which would mean that on the night of the 17th of Tammuz, it would already be forbidden to have a wedding? Or do we say, 1 second, on the 17th of Tammuz at night, we are still allowed to eat? So perhaps the mourning does not begin until the next morning. There are different opinions among the Rishonim, and there's a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein in which he writes that under extenuating circumstances, one would be permitted to rely on the opinion that says that a wedding may be performed on the night of the 17th of Tammuz. Not everyone agrees with this position. So now the Kitzer goes on and says, Avo lasos shiduchen, afilo b'seuda, but to make an engagement, and even a festive engagement meal, mutar ad Rosh Chodesh Av, is permissible up until Rosh Chodesh Av. Ume Rosh Chodesh ve'elach, but starting from the first of Av and onward, afogav de mutar gam kein lasa shiduchin, even though it is permissible to get engaged, mikol makom aser lasa seuda, it is nevertheless forbidden to hold a meal. However, it is permissible to have light refreshments. Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av itself. But other than the day of Tisha B'Av, it would be permissible to have a small engagement party, which does not consist of having a meal. So now the Kitzur goes on and says, Yisrael sher panasa shelo b'kli zemer, a Jew whose livelihood comes from playing music, mutar l'nagen b'beis goy, is permitted to play his instrument in the home of a non-Jew, b'kdei panasaso, for the sake of his livelihood, ad Rosh Chodesh, up until Rosh Chodesh. Avomei Rosh Chodesh, ad la'achar hatainis, aser. But from Rosh Chodesh until after Tisha B'Av, it is forbidden. V'yom Yizayim B'Tamuz Atzmo, gam kein, aser. And in the 17th of Tamuz itself, it is also forbidden. The Mishnah Berurah writes that this is a chumrah, but a chumrah that perhaps one should practice. V'chein asara b'tevis. And the same would apply that on the Sarah B'Tavis, that he would not be permitted to play music even in the home of a non-Jew. Now, this prohibition is only to play musical instruments. To sing without music, there isn't really any iser. Of course, it might be considered insensitive to this time of year to be singing songs which are happy, festive songs. So now the Kitzur goes on and says, V'yesh nogin shelo le'echol basar u'shelo lishtos yayin miyud zayin b'tamuz ad acha Tisha B'Av. There are those that have the practice of not eating meat and not drinking wine for the entire period of the 3 weeks, meaning from the 17th of Tamuz until after Tisha B'Av. Im lo b'shabbos o b'sudas mitzvah, with the exception of Shabbos or any other studah for a mitzvah, such as a pidyon haben, a bris, a siyum. But according to this practice, they would otherwise forbid eating meat and drinking wine for the entire three-week period. Of course, this is not the mainstream practice, as it will be explained later on in Sif Ches, that our minhag is merely to abstain from meat and wine from Rosh Chodesh and onward. Halacha Beis. Noagin she'ein mevarachin shechiyanu b'yomim elo. There is a minhag that we abstain from reciting the bracha of shechiyanu during these days. The reason for this is because it is inappropriate during times of tragedy to say the words of Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu azman hazeh, that we're thanking Hashem for bringing us to this time. The issue is not having the new fruit itself or a new garment itself. The issue is reciting the bracha of Shechiyanu. It is for this reason that there is no concern of making the bracha of Hatova Hametiv during these days, because the text of that bracha does not contain any reference to bringing us to this time. So consequently, if someone would buy something new, which brings a lot of simcha, not just to himself, but also to others, there would be no problem making the bracha of Hatova Hametiv. So the Kitzur goes on and says, V'chein ein konin ve'ein lovshin beget chadash. Therefore, one does not acquire and one does not wear a new garment, mishum dehayitzarach levarach shechiyanu, because purchasing it or wearing it for the first time would require him to make the bracha of shechiyanu. Now, of course, if we're discussing the type of garment on which one does not normally recite a Shechiyanu anyhow, there certainly would not be any problem purchasing or wearing it for the first time, except after Rosh Chodesh, because as it will be pointed out later on, that there is a din to abstain from purchasing new clothing during the 9 days. The Alpidyon HaBen Mivarach in Shechiyanu, and on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, we do recite the bracha of Shechiyanu, shelo lahach mitzvah a mitzvah, so that we don't lose out on the mitzvah. The alpri And on a new fruit, yesh lahakel levar shechiyano b'Shabbos, certainly one could be lenient to recite shechiyano on Shabbos. He doesn't say it, but the same would be true on Rosh Chodesh. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, the same would apply to wearing a new garment, that if it has been worn for the first time on Shabbos, you can make the shechiyano on Shabbos. The Kitzur goes on and says, oh, afilo b'chol, or even to have a new fruit on a weekday, im lo yimtza prizu la'acha Tisha B'Av. If this fruit will not be found again after Tisha B'Av, we don't want to lose out on an opportunity to eat a new fruit, so we would be allowed to make a shechiyano then. Certainly, if it's a necessity to eat a fruit, such as a person who is a chola, someone who's ill, or for a pregnant woman, if someone is eating it, then they should make the bracha of shechiyano on it in any case. Now the Kitzur goes on with an unrelated halacha. He says, lo yaku ha-talmidim o ha-banim b'yamim elo. One should not strike his students or his children during these days. In other words, since these days are considered times of danger, chas v'shalom, if someone strikes a child, the child could be seriously hurt. And from here, people have the practice of being wary of doing dangerous things, especially during the three-week period. Halacha Gimel. V'chein noagin, she'ein mistapim b'yamim elo, lo saris harosh, v'lo saris hazakan, v'lo koseir shebegufo. It is also the practice that during these 3 weeks, we abstain from getting haircuts and cutting any hair, whether it's on the head or on the beard or any place in the body. The aser lagdolim l'staper sektanim. It is even forbidden for children to receive haircuts during this time. Halacha Dalid. Hastafa ho'el yona shebezakon. A person's mustache, kol shema'akev es ha'achila, to the extent that it is obstructing one from eating, narrowly, it seems to me, diyesh lahatir legalcho ad ha'shavur shechol bo tesha b'av, that it is permissible to shave it until the week in which tesha b'av falls. Avo b'shvur shechol bo tesha b'av yesh la'asar. However, it would be forbidden to shave the mustache during the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Which means that on whatever day Tisha B'Av falls, starting from the previous Sunday, it would be forbidden to shave one's mustache. Unless Tisha B'Av is itself on Sunday, in which case, the previous week, one would be allowed to shave their mustache if it is interfering with their eating abilities. Now, the minug for Sfaradim is that they permit haircuts and shaving during the three-week period, and the only time it is usher would be during the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. But before then, it would be permissible. Halacha Hay. Kitzitzas Hatzipurnayim Ein la'asar rak b'shvur shechol bo tisha b'av. Cutting nails is only forbidden during the week in which tisha b'av falls. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this is not unanimously accepted, and there are those that permit it. And certainly, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, in honor of Shabbos, it would be permissible for someone to cut their nails. V'isha l'tzorech tfilasa muteres gam oz, and a woman who needs to cut her nails for the sake of going to the mikvah would be permitted to do so even during this week in which Tisha B'Av falls. V'chein hamohel yochel l'sakin siparnov l'tzorech hapriya. Similarly, a mohel is permitted to fix his nails so that he will be able to do the priya when he is doing the bris milah. Halacha Vav. B'shalosh Shabbosos Shebein Shavuot B'Tammuz L'Tisha B'Av, during the three Shabbosos that occur during the 3 weeks, Maftirin Gimel D'Parnusa, the Haftarah that they read in Shul, would be the three Haftarahs that pertain to retribution. Shehein, these three Haftarahs are Divrei Yirmiyo, that's the first one, Shimu Devar Hashem is the second one, and Chazon Yeshayahu, that's the third one. V'simonam, and the acronym to remember them is Dishach. Dalet is for Divrei, the Shin is for Shimu, and the Ches is for Chazon. The Imtah, the Kor B'Shabbos HaRishon, Haftorah Shel Parsha D'Yoma, and if he made a mistake and by accident on that first Shabbos read the Haftorah of the Parsha of the week, Maftirin B'Shabbos Haba Divrei Yirmiyo, so then on the second Shabbos they should read Divrei Yirmiyo V'Gam Shimo, as well as Shimo Mifnei Shein Smucha Zulazu, because they are juxtaposed in the Psukim. So we could read the two Haftorahs together. Chol Rosh Chodesh Av Lios B'Shabbos, if the first of Av falls out on Shabbos, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi, so then we read the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh Mekomo Shemaftirin Shimo, and there are certain places where they do read the Haftorah of Shimo, which is the appropriate one for the 3 weeks. And this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, is that even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we ignore the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, but rather we read the Haftorah for the 3 weeks. Earlier in Simin Ayin Tes, the Kitzur tells us that the minhag on Shabbos Chazon is that they call up the Rav of the community to have the honor of reading the Maftir and the Haftarah. Again, this is Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos that immediately precedes Tisha B'Av. Halacha Zayin. Mishenichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha. When Av enters, we minimize our joy. What does this mean? Ein Bonin Binyan Shel Simcha O Binyan Shehu Rak LaHarvacha. It is forbidden to build any building which is for joy or for the sake of expansion. The imkotzas imagoy litzayer lo espeso, and if someone contracted a non-Jew in advance that he should decorate his home, im yachol lefaisa b'davar mu'et, if he could appease him with a small amount, sheyamtin ad achar Tisha B'Av, that he should postpone the construction until after Tisha B'Av, nochon hadavar, it is the proper thing to do. V'im lav, and if he cannot do so, mutar, it is permissible to have the non-Jew continue doing the construction during this time period. Ubar Yisrael de Isle Dina Bahade Goy, and a Jew who has a court case against a non-Jew, Lishtamet Mine Mishim Deria Mazalei, he should try to evade facing the court case during this time period, during the 9 days, because his mazel will be bad. It's not an opportune time to have a court case against non-Jews. Im efshar, if it is possible, yishtamet koach chodesh, he should evade having the court case during the entire month of Av. Ulekol hapachos ad la'achar Tisha B'Av, or at the very least, it should be postponed until after Tisha B'Av. Ein mekadshin es halavana ad la'achar Tisha B'Av. And one last point he says in this sif, that the minhag is that we do not do kiddush levana until after Tisha B'Av. Again, we are keeping away from aspects of simcha during the 9 days. I'm not sure why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch omits the halacha that is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that it is similarly forbidden to plant things for the sake of pleasure during the 9 days. So, for example, to plant flowers or trees that are for beauty should not be done during the 9 days. On the other hand, to pull out weeds is certainly permissible. Similarly, the poskim say that if someone is planting for the sake of their parnasa, it is also permitted to do so during the 9 days. Now, when the Kitzur told us that it is forbidden to do construction during the 9 days, it should be pointed out that there are some exceptions. First of all, the poskim say that to be involved in building for the sake of a mitzvah is permissible. So, for example, to build an edifice for a shul or for a yeshiva, it is permissible to do during the 9 days. Similarly, one would be allowed to build a mikvah during the 9 days. And the poskim say that certainly one could and should put up a makah, a fence around the roof, if it's necessary, during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that any time that by failing to do construction, it could cause additional damage to occur, one would be allowed to do the construction during the 9 days. So, for example, let's say you have something broken, and if you don't fix it right away, it will break even more so. So, in this case, it would be permissible to do the construction during the 9 days. The explanation is that he's not building for the sake of pleasure, but rather he's trying to preempt additional damage. When Kiddush Levana is done before Tisha B'Av, even if it is in the Shvur Shachobo Tisha B'Av, there is a difference of opinion as to whether it is acceptable to sing and dance when they are mekachin the new moon. According to Rabbi Yashiv, there's no problem. They could sing, they could dance. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky had paskined that it is usher to dance in the circle after doing Kiddush Levana during the 9 days. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, it is brought down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that it is even forbidden to sing Tovim Me'oros, although people commonly do so on other months when they are Mekadesh, the new moon. In Simin Tuf Yud Zayin, the Mogen Avram brings down the opinion that on the Shabbos that precedes Rosh Chodesh Av, we do not do Birkas HaChodesh. Since the month of Av has so many negative associations with it, we do not want to bless the month. Now, in practice, the common minhag is not this way, and we do perform Birkas HaChodesh on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Av. However, there is a difference of opinion about whether we should say the name of the month as being Av or as Menachem Av. When they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about what to do, he said that each community should follow their own practice.